Well, good day to you. It's Joel with The King Country dropping in to let you know that our brand new film, Unsung Hero, is in theaters now.
It's Luke here. We've teamed up with the creators of Jesus Revolution to bring you this adventure of a lifetime. It's a powerful, true story about a family uniting, growing in their faith, and facing the impossible together.
In theaters now, unsunghero.movie for more information.
Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Havilah Cunnington, and this is Havilah's Podcast. I'm excited that you're tuning in today. You know, this podcast was created by Truth to Table so I could have a place to share my heart, biblical truth, simple lifestyle leadership, as well as just connect with my table community, my table tribe. So I hope that you'll spend a few minutes with me as we jump in to whatever God has put on my heart this week. And don't forget that you're never too far gone from where God wants to take you. You are loved, you are seen, and He wants to desperately know everything about you. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Let's jump into this. Today, we're going to look at two techniques to overcoming procrastination. Actually, I should probably say beating procrastination, because procrastination isn't an illness, even though I feel that way. It's not. And we just need techniques to get through it and figure it out and know how to do it. So today I want to talk about the first technique, which is what they call picture the benefits. Picture the benefits. This is so fascinating. This is probably one of my favorite things I've read in a really long time. There is a man from UCLA, and he's a psychologist. His name, hopefully I'll say this slow and articulate it. His name is Hal Ersner Hirschfeld, as I slurp and as I say that. He thought about what requires people to pay off debt. In fact, his team spent a lot of energy doing this, and they did this study. So fascinating. They took the person that they wanted to inspire to save money, and they aged their picture. They took their picture and they aged them so they could see themselves as an elderly person or a mature person. And what they found was when the person could see themselves aging or aged, they were way more likely to save money. In fact, out of the $1,000, those that did not see themselves, well, they would save about $80. But the person who saw themselves aged saved about $172, so almost twice as much. Why? Because the idea of what they were going to be like when they were old meant nothing. But when they could actually see it, it was way more inspiring. This is very important in our life. In fact, I would say this has been one of the most vital things in my own life to doing things I don't want to do well, right? One of those things is having four young sons. It was very hard for me to see other wives and moms that were like me. I would look around and they would have these two littles, or maybe their husband was off working all the time. And here I was, the speaker with four kids, trying to figure out how to inspire the world from my kitchen table. And it wasn't until I found a woman named Lisa Bevere. She is a prolific author, and she's half Sicilian, like myself, and she has four young sons. They're actually old sons. They're in their 20s and 30s. And so what I did was, when I saw her, I found her. I didn't know her at the time, but when I could see her picture, there's in fact this one Christmas picture that she posted that I found, that when I saw it, I remember just looking at this picture and just taking it all in. It's like, for the first time, I could see what my future could possibly look like if all my sons grow up, right? Make it, are alive, and I'm still alive. And so that's become my person of hope, but it also becomes my inspiration. So for all of us, we need inspiration. There's this big, huge thing that went out there, vision boards, where we put a picture, and I have had this before, you post on a poster board the different things that you're working toward. Some of us, it's exercise. Others of us, it's maybe a movement or some way we're giving back. Or others of us, it's maybe a historical figure that's an inspiration to us. And so we kind of see that in front of us, and it causes us to get excited about it. Well, one thing that they recommend, and it's a technique we can all use, is to actually sit back and to picture the benefit of doing the task that you don't want to do. Like, what is the benefit of that? So this is what they said. I thought this was good. When there's a call you're avoiding, avoid making, or an email you're putting off to reply to, you give your brain a helping hand by imagining the various sense of satisfaction you'll have once it's done. Or perhaps you'll also look for the relief on someone's face as they get that email or whatever's needed from you. So this is interesting. What you do is you think about, what will it feel like when I am no longer, when I see that person avoiding them, but I've now responded? What will it feel like, not before I work out, but after I work out? How will I feel that feeling? How will I feel when I've saved the money, so when I actually go next Christmas or the next birthday or the next time it's time to have vacation, I have the income to do something? So you begin to think about that. Well, how will you imagine yourself experiencing. I remember one time I was working out and we're running these laps, and this one guy runs by me and he gives me a high five. And as he's high fiving me, he says, "Your future self will thank you for this." And I wanted to laugh. But it was like, as I ran that next lap, I thought, it's true. Like, my future self is going to thank me for the effort that I put in today. So that's very key. So that's the first thing I want you to do, is picture the benefits. So how are you going to feel when your kids know that you are a healthy mom? How will your family feel when you know that you've paid your bills or you've given your life in this way? Where do you want to live? What do you want your life to, like, picture yourself when you're an old person and you think, What did my life look like? Will it be the cars we owned? Will it be what we spent on groceries? Will it be how people thought about us on Facebook? Or will it actually be, what do we want to give ourselves to? So when we do leave the earth, what are we leaving the world behind us? Very, very important. Okay, second technique. I'm not going to preach. Second technique is this. Tie the first step into a treat. So this is very interesting. I remember this. When I was going through postpartum depression, and I was seeing a Christian counselor for this, and we did this three different times, there was a point when she invited me not just to have one-on-one sessions, but to come and participate with a group of six other women every Friday, where we would learn how to build a healthy life, healthy boundaries, learn to say no. And all of these women, it was an anonymous group. We weren't allowed to ask questions about each other's lives, but she wanted us to know that all of these women were influential leaders in the city, and that they could be trusted by our own experience. And I remember there were parts of me that didn't want to go, because I knew we were going to unpack parts of the way that I grew up or parts of the way that I was living my life now. And it was a lot of soul work. But every time I would go, I didn't have a lot of money. I treated myself to a Starbucks every Friday, and I would go get a venti soy iced latte. And I'll never forget this. And I would go in and get my coffee. So every Friday I would walk into that class with my favorite coffee. And what I found was, just the sense of getting the coffee was the reward, and knowing I had to do something else. I often will tie something I don't want to do to something that I do. So I'll save my favorite podcast for cleaning that bathroom or cleaning out the closet, or maybe a long flight that I don't want to take home, the last 30-minute flight that I just go, ugh, I'll save that magazine or I'll save that podcast. And so I link it to the thing I don't want to do is linked to that thing. Another thing is, I have my favorite playlist that I'll save, my favorite song for when I go work out. I want to hear that song and it gets me excited, but it's not outplayed for something else. It's the benefit of waiting to hear that song. So you kind of have to see, what is that thing, that routine that allows you. So for me, I remember, again, I have all these little things, but when I used to pay my bills, I had this favorite candle that I purchased. And every time I would go to pay my bills, I would light that candle, I would clean my desk off, and I would have this really beautiful, serene music, and I would treat myself to this experience. So I had to do the thing I didn't want to do, which was pay the bills. Ugh. So again, picture that. So link it towards something that you don't want to do. And if you can do that, then it gives you an immediate enjoyment to something that you need to do. So another thing you can do is, if I do this, or when I do this, then. It's the if, when, right? When, then kind of thing we talked about before. So when I get up early and I spend some time in the Word, then I'll treat myself to, you know, scrolling on Facebook for an hour and having fun. Or it's the when then. When I go over here and do this errand, then I'll treat myself to walking through Target for 20 minutes with, you know, without an agenda and just kind of perusing, right? So figure out what it is and begin to do the reward and the benefit before and after and picture it, how you're going to feel, but then also link it to a benefit. Do that this week. What's that one thing you don't want to do? What's the one thing that you're like, oh, I got to go and take my kids all the way to that soccer practice, and that's my least favorite moment of the week. And then figure out what's your favorite podcast or your favorite person you want to talk to on the phone or whatever it is, and link it up to that moment and begin to have this little rhythm and routine to connecting the thing you don't want to do to something that you really love doing. I hope that helps you. Well, I hope that really blessed your life. I hope that everything God was trying to get to you, you grabbed a hold of. Again, don't forget to give me a shout out on the socials. I'm there almost every day. And if this podcast really spoke to you, would you consider leaving a review so others can find this podcast and as well as some stars? I hope you have a great day, and I'll catch you next time.